Chicago's Afternoon News, 720 WGN. A lot of text messages coming in. Everybody is emotional. Many people are angry. 708 said, Lisa, to the caller who said, let the families grieve. How many more shootings before it's finally time to talk about gun violence in schools? Columbine was how long ago? How about Sandy Hook? Tell me, when is a good time? That always seems to be the conversation that floats up when one of these tragedies takes place. Ashley Banfield is the host of Banfield on News Nation. Thank you for joining us on Chicago's Afternoon News. I would imagine your news department is scrambling like everyone else right now. What do you have to say about what's happening, and what do you know, Ashley?
You know, we're scrambling like everyone, but at the same time, I can't deny to you, Lisa, that I fell back in my chair and thought, not again, because this is the 10-year anniversary of Sandy Hook. I was on the air for CNN, broadcasting live as I got the one line, there's been an elementary school shooting. And it was just, at that time, unfathomable, just unfathomable. There would be a school shooting in an elementary school. And I packed up from the set in Manhattan and drove straight to Sandy Hook and covered that story from the very beginning, all through the machinations of it, because it was uncharted territory. And so today, as I just broadcast with Nicole Burley on Rush Hour, it wasn't. All of a sudden, it's not uncharted territory.
Right.
How is it possible that 14 little children are riddled with bullets and 14 families of little children have been annihilated, and this isn't uncharted territory anymore?
Well, and Ashley, if history repeats itself, those parents are going to face even more brutal issues in the future. Look what happened to the parents of the Sandy Hook children.
I can't explain the America that I arrived in as an immigrant 26 years ago. I can't explain the change. I love this country. I'm a citizen. My children are American-born citizens. My husband's an American citizen. But I am afraid for the trajectory of where we are going. Because as a news broadcaster for 34 years, the whiplash that I'm getting from covering this exact story, and every time I cover it, it seems, oh dear, the headline is even more strident, and oh dear, this is even worse than the last. And now I just don't know how we can get any worse. Now we've had two Sandy Hooks and a Columbine, and we've had black churches and black shopping centers and grocery stores. What exactly will it take for us to get our collective heads out of our you-know-what and fix this before more Americans and people who live here are traumatized and destroyed and murdered in cold blood for no purpose of their own, no reason, no fault, just for living?
This is Ashley Banfield. You know her from so many other places, but currently Banfield airs on News Nation. Ashley, since you got that call and you covered Sandy Hook and you were rushing in your car up there, I don't remember every details because there's been so much news since then, but did the shooter of the Sandy Hook children kill a family member before he went to the school as well?
Adam Lanza murdered his mother, who had purchased the guns for him and had a collection in the house. Adam Lanza was terribly troubled, mentally ill, had been seeing a psychiatrist in Stamford, Connecticut. Adam Lanza killed his mother and then went off to the elementary school where he himself had been a student. It had a fortified door, but he shot through all the glass and made it through, and then just systematically picked off first graders and some of the educators who were there as well. And Adam Lanza then put the gun to his head in the hallway and shot himself dead. From what I'm understanding from witnesses and law enforcement sources at this time, 18-year-old Salvador Ramos also killed his grandmother and then went to this school. And ultimately, I believe he lost his life at the hands of police. I think they killed him. That's not 100% clear yet, but law enforcement sources are saying that they were the ones that took out, Salvador Ramos before he could do any more damage. But the similarities here are just
chilling. They're chilling.
Breathtaking.
Yeah, they're chilling. Yeah, everybody is yelling about guns. They're yelling about video games. They're yelling about mental health.
There are other similarities as well, Ashley and Lisa. And this is what is discouraging to me, is now we go into what has become a familiar dance, where the politicians put out tweets on this side and they say something, and then callers call and they say something, and we call our go-to experts to comment on yet another school shooting. We've got this down to where we sleepwalk through it, I think. I mean, I'm interested in your tone, Ashley, because I think we've sort of become numb to it and we've lost some of the outrage.
And I think that's why I fell back in my chair, because all of a sudden, I remembered, you know, vividly the Family Reunification Center at Sandy Hook and how one by one those families were notified that their kids were alive and they could leave the center. And that herd was culled over and over again over the course of hours. And as it became thinner and thinner, those were left behind, those parents who were the last, it became glaringly, horrifically real to them that they were not going to be reunified. And outside that family center, you could hear them wailing. I had never heard it in my life, but you could hear these parents wailing inside the building. And I know damn well, Steve, that that's happening in Uvalde, Texas. They are at a unification center. They're at a civic center right now. They've gathered all these parents. I think about 1,500 kids that went to this school. And they will one by one bring those school buses in with the surviving children. And one by one, they will reunify them with those parents. And the relief and the horror and the survivor's guilt that those parents will have as they clutch their baby is only unmatched by those who won't be able to.
Ashley, we share your tears. Thank you for joining us on Chicago's Afternoon News.
Okay.
Steve will update you next on 720 WGN.